The Red Badge of Courage, an episode of the American Civil War by Stephen Crane. Introduction. A teenager with dreams of glory enlisted with the Union Army in the American Civil War. With not much in the way of immediate action, Henry Fleming began to have doubt and fear while waiting. The author, Stephen Crane, was only 95 years old himself, and although he had no personal experience, he was able to give vivid descriptions that created suspense. It was a distinctive and naturalistic presentation that emphasized the true nature of war. Young Fleming eventually experienced his first battle and was caught up in fear unlike anything he had anticipated, no longer a case of vague and bloody conflicts, but a frightening reality. He displayed some early cowardice in running backwards from a battle. He saw firsthand the cursing and groaning of wounded men, was wounded himself, and witnessed death of a close friend. He was ashamed of his early reaction, but recovered his bravery and helped lead government forces back into battle to indeed win his Red Badge of Courage. Listen now to the heartrending story. Chapter 1. The coal passed reluctantly from the earth, and the retiring fogs revealed an army stretched out in the hills, resting. As the landscape changed from brown to green, the army awakened and began to tremble with eagerness at the noise of rumors. It cast its eyes upon the roads, which were growing from long troughs of liquid mud to proper thoroughfares. A river, amber-tinted in the shadow of its banks, purled at the army's feet, and at night, when the stream had become of a sorrowful blackness, one could see across it the red, eye-like gleam of hostile campfires set in the low brows of distant hills. Once a certain tall soldier developed virtues and went resolutely to wash a shirt. He came flying back from a brook, waving his garment banner-like. He was swelled with a tale he had heard from a reliable friend, who had heard it from a truthful cavalryman, who had heard it from his trustworthy brother, one of the orderlies at division headquarters. He adopted the important air of a herald in red and gold. "We're gonna move tomorrow, sure," he said pompously to a group in the company street. "We're going way up the river, cut across, and come round in behind 'em." To his attentive audience, he drew a loud and elaborate plan of a very brilliant campaign. When he had finished, the blue-clothed men scattered into small, arguing groups between the rows of squat brown huts. A negro teamster, who had been dancing upon a cracker box with a hilarious accompaniment of 20 soldiers, was deserted. He sat mournfully down. Smoke drifted lazily from a multitude of quaint chimneys.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?